Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Aurora Oberg is a youth services librarian for Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So talk about some things you've got going on. I noticed the other day you've got one of these story walks up again.
We do. We have a story walk up this week. The city and Blue Zones recently put in new wayfinding signs at Stewart Park that shows the Umpqua River Trail. So we have the story walk up there as kind of a celebration of that happening. We also, today, later at the library, we'll have a STEM kit that we'll release. We'll have a video kids can watch online to learn a little bit, and then they can come into the library to get some materials to do some hands-on activities. We also have coming up next week, we have Penny's Puppets. We're going to have an online production since we still can't gather in groups at the library, but you'll be able to watch a show about a magical book and a grandmother.
So let's go through some of that. Story walk, kind of explain how that works if people haven't encountered one of those.
Yeah, the story walk, we have taken apart a story and put a page of the story on realty signs, and they're spread out along the path, so that way you have to walk along to read your next page of your story. There's about 18 pages right now, I think. It's a really fun, bright story called Who Hops by Katie Davis.
So how do you get these boards put together? I mean, a lot of behind-the-scenes work.
Yes, there was a lot of behind-the-scenes work this summer. When we knew that we weren't going to be able to do in-person programs with the kids, we really wanted to do something to reach out to the kids in the area. So we had to gather supplies, laminate things, get them sent off to the ESD, the Educational Service District. They helped us a lot with gathering supplies and laminating stuff.
Wow. And so you just pick different parks, different stories, and some of these stories have appeared in more than one place, right?
Yes. We have three stories total that we've done this past summer. The Who Hops that's up now is our newest story. And we did bring them around to different parks in the area to try and help kids that are local, maybe don't have transportation to different areas, be able to all get a story this summer.
Wow. And they always surprise me. I've bumped into a couple of them when I've been out doing other things. And especially if you just see the initial one, it's like, what is this? Oh, yeah, there's more of them over there. Here we go. I've seen some people out taking walks with kids, grandkids. They seem to really like that.
Yes, we're so happy. Every time we put them up, somebody comments on them and says they're going to bring their grandkids later that day, or you'll see moms coming along and talking with their kids, and it's really great to see people interacting with stories.
So let's go back to these grab-and-go craft kits from STEAM. How did that all get put together?
Yeah, that is part of an LSTA grant that we get from the State Library of Oregon. We're doing some Girls Who Code classes, but then in addition with that, we're doing these STEM kits. So we have some extra funds to gather materials for that. And we have about 40 available at the library that people can come and get and do something with their kids.
Wow. And obviously this time of year, we're getting a shift in the weather starting today. People that have even been outdoors, on their property or whatever, are going to be indoors more, maybe looking for something like that.
For sure. Something fun to do indoors.
And what about these Wi-Fi hotspots?
Yes, the Wi-Fi hotspots. That is another grant opportunity that we've had in response to COVID-19. Anyone or an adult with a library card can come and apply for one. And they're on a first-come, first-served basis. We still have, I think, around 15 that we can give away. And people will get about six months of Wi-Fi service for free with these hotspots. And then when they're done, they can either bring them back into the library or they can continue service with the provider.
All right. Aurora Oberg from the Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
837 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.